Hello, and welcome to The Civic Flame, a podcast that explores the United States Constitution, how it has changed over time, and how we can even figure out what it all means anyway. My name is Dr. Amber Veo, and for once, I am that kind of doctor. My PhD is in political science, with a specialty in public law. I've spent the last 20 years or so studying law and politics, from international human rights law to laws around childbirth in the United States. But my first love, even as a kid, was U.S. legal movements. Okay, I was a weird kid, but my grandmother was my babysitter, and in between chain smoking, because it was the 80s, she would rest me on her law books as she studied for the bar exam. The running joke in my family is I absorbed all of this through osmosis. Currently, I've worked at a few different schools. Most recently, I was a visiting assistant professor at Boston University, where I taught development of American constitutional law and, my absolute favorite course, civil liberties. Currently, I'm a visiting assistant professor at Worcester State University, where I teach foundations of legal studies, American government, policy, and research methods. This means that I talk a lot about this kind of stuff, and I'm very excited to share it with you. Of course, it also means that I see every day how little Americans actually know about what's in the text of the Constitution. And I get it. I love the stuff, but even I find it boring to read after a few minutes. The only thing worse than legalese is legalese from the 18th century. Yikes. So I'm going to try to break it down for you in plain language. But I'll also put up documents by themselves, without commentary. That way, if you hate reading them, you can listen to them. But you'll have the access to these documents themselves, just in case you want to double check anything I say. Let's go. So why do this podcast? Don't I have enough work to do? In fact, I do. But at this moment in US culture, we are experiencing a lot of polarization and anger among some groups, and a lot of just tuning out and apathy with others. And the meme is true. Every time an expert is too busy or too old to do public conversations on social media, some incendiary jerk with a microphone fills the gap. When people claim the Constitution means whatever the heck they want it to mean, that's a problem for having reasonable civic conversations. This isn't to say I don't have an opinion. Having an opinion on a law, policy, the Constitution is totally fine. Real political and legal scholars do argue, in good faith, about what the Constitution means and how we can possibly know what it should mean. Reasonable people can, through logic and history, come to different conclusions. But acting like every single political, policy, or legal opinion you have is somehow magically given on high from an omnipotent constitution that is airtight evidence that not only are you right, but everyone who disagrees with you is a traitor to the Constitution and the country, is not productive discourse. But it seems to be where we're at in the discussion. And I don't like that very much, so that's why I'm here. And make no mistake, there are powerful and wealthy elites who have spoken publicly about taking away America's rights. Whether that is in the name of religion, ideology, or money, though, spoiler, it's always about money, there are those working to get rid of your rights. And just like they say in the Captain America Winter Soldier movie, people will resist if you tell them you're taking away their rights. You need to make something so chaotic and make people hate each other so much that they take away each other's rights. And that's kind of where we're at. And if you only care when it's your rights on the line, or you think the Constitution only protects you, those forces will succeed to pull apart all of our rights. Because that's the thing about rights. We either all have them, or none of us do. But how do we know what rights those are? Well, we don't always. That's part of why it's hard. From its founding, the Constitution was a compromise document. And not just because it allowed things like slavery, or because it restricted voting rights to everyone except certain white property-owning men? I mean, it was actually written through the normal political processes of trade-offs and compromises. I will recommend the National Constitution Center's website a lot. because they do really accessible outreach, but they also have a lot of the original documents that relate to the debates about the Constitution as it was being drafted. But the other question that comes up is about why we should even care about the Constitution itself. It's okay to ask how closely we should stick to a document that was a compromise by a bunch of people who've been dead for 200 years. And it's also okay, and I would argue better, to have a pragmatic approach in this case. The Constitution means something, but it can't think for us. We can't just throw around the C word and pretend that the answers are easy, because ethical, moral, legal, and justice problems are hard, and their answers are probably harder. My belief is that the Constitution makes up the structure of our government. We should stick closely to that structure or change it by amendment. But when it comes to individual rights, the Constitution is more or less silent on a lot of those. We'll have a conversation about the differences between rights and liberty another time. But for right now, it's important to understand conversations about what role the government plays when it comes to individual rights should be public, rational conversations, because they're not really that much in the Constitution. Letting the Constitution think for us or instead of us provides easy answers. But again, those easy answers to hard questions are usually wrong. It just doesn't work like that. And if we're going to move forward in any kind of healthy and productive way as a nation, we need to go back to the basics of civic responsibility. And that needs to start with holding ourselves accountable to reality and refusing to pass off our responsibility to think and to educate ourselves to someone else. I guess it's a good thing I'm a teacher and I'm here for you. So we're going to start with the Constitution because it is meant to be the architecture that forms our government and the straitjacket that binds our government and its institutions to a certain set of rules. The rest of this podcast will go through each article of the Constitution, then the Bill of Rights, then the rest of the amendments. We'll hit the Declaration of Independence at some point because it's actually a lot of fun. After that, if we're still interested, maybe we'll go through some major court cases or other big constitutional controversies. I'd also like to get some people in here from local organizations, from public libraries to immigrant outreach, to kind of give you an idea of what types of civic engagement and opportunities are available in your area. When I don't know something or I'm making a judgment call, I'll let you know. I'll also let you know how I came to that decision. I have a pretty radical view of the Constitution that I think a lot of the founders would have shared, which is that 9 times out of 10, the government has too much power over our personal lives. I believe the Constitution supports the argument that everything is legal unless the Constitution gives the government the right to make it illegal, and the government makes a good enough argument about it. Being raised both in Massachusetts and Texas, I find myself ticking off both conservatives and liberals with my unwillingness to believe that the Constitution favors any one political party or ideology. But guess what? You don't have to agree with me. There's one person in the universe who has to give a darn about my opinion, and that's me. You can think that the way I got my opinion doesn't work for you. Or maybe you think my reasoning is flawed, or we have a clash of values, and that's fine. Part of civic discourse is respectful disagreement. And part of this podcast is in recognition that we need more spaces where we can civilly disagree and find common ground if there is some. We've lost our ability to have tough conversations without devolving into shouty fights. And that is the coffin nail of democracy. And in many cases, that is on purpose and constructed by other people, which is part of why I'm here. But there are lines I draw when it comes to disagreements. I don't engage with anyone who is arguing just to argue. Bad faith arguments are not useful and just serve to degrade our civic and moral fabric as a nation. Don't play the devil's advocate and expect me to take you seriously. The devil has enough advocates. And while this is a podcast about law, I'm not a lawyer, so feel free to insert a lawyer joke here. So why am I calling this the civic flame and not something cool like We the People? Well, the National Constitution Center had a podcast called We the People already, so no thanks to them for that, but thanks to them for their really solid and easily readable website. I wanted to call this The Last Lights, but my friends and I agreed that no one would know what I was talking about. It refers to the movie Rise of the Guardians, when one little boy saves Santa, spoiler alert, and saves Santa and the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and the Sandman by keeping the light of belief in his heart, by keeping the light of hope in his heart. For me, people who come here agree to be those last lights, just like that kid. What does that mean? We say democracy dies in darkness, and the last lights mean that we refuse to let the light go out. Some days everyone's candle flickers and the rest of us need to shine a little brighter. And some days our own light flickers and other people need to carry the fire for us. It's about all of us together tending the civic fire and finding a way to come back together and call each other in when we can and call each other out when we have to. We start, as we should, with our country's founding documents. Once we go through there, we'll get into questions about civic duty and social fabric and all that other fun stuff. I've said before that I am a pragmatic patriot. That means that I believe the United States is, or could be, the best country in the world for me. It doesn't mean that I think we're better than everyone else. It doesn't mean that I think we should ignore or avoid responsibility when we have messed up. To me, patriotism means looking truthfully at your country in the same way that as a parent, I would look truthfully at my children. When they do something wrong, I stop them and I discipline them. When they do something right, I praise them because I want to see that behavior again. And praising and encouraging what our country has done right is okay. But honestly assessing and condemning what it has done wrong is also okay and just as important, so that we won't do it again. It means that if we want freedom, that freedom has to be for everybody. If we want security, we have to be real about what has been making us less safe. I'm a teacher, but first, I'm a mother. And to me, the best gift I can pass on to my children is a stronger, safer country rooted in honesty and justice. Otherwise, the strength and safety are just illusions. So this is for the country, but it's also for my kids. As a teacher, I ask you to do the hard work of thinking and learning. As a mother, I ask you to help me to do as the Constitution says and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. So grab a seat around the fire and let's do this. The Civic Flame has been an Amber Veo podcast with the help of our sound manager, Matthew Munyon. Thanks for listening.